sir. It's we're talking on the I think it's it's a GP98. It's not a diamond. No, we're talking on a comet. Comet into that triplexer that comes with it, and yeah, the stock power. I'm not on the beam. The beam's turned around the other way.
Oh, hey, I could talk to you on simplex, no problem. You're just burying me at 15 over. What a nice sounding audio on you. VE7ROX in the group, V70R to take.
Yeah, Mount Vernon. That's a fair distance down, halfway to Seattle. Ability to talk simplex, yes, not too bad. There was a station checking in from Burlington, which is adjacent to Mount Vernon on the sideband net there, the 225 net. There's another net at 7:30 on Tuesday nights on 144.220. Keep that in mind. And there's other sideband nets around here too. Keep the lower end of the 2-meter band busy.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Rock. This morning at 8 o'clock, I used a tone on your frequency of the American repeater. It was doing propagation. It was great this morning. S10. Guy goes, where are you? I said, Vancouver. He goes, oh, man, I don't believe it. Are you talking Washington or are you talking Vancouver? I said, Vancouver. He says, oh, man, you're just pounding in here. Yeah, propagation was good with that repeater you frequency you share paired up with their tone.
Oh, yeah. That's in Jefferson County. That's the second county down on the Olympic Peninsula. Oh, yeah, this morning. Wow, it was booming in here, too. About an S7 to S9. Couldn't believe it. Propagation was something else today. W7JCR, which stands for Jefferson County Repeater. 145-150, tone 114.8. Yeah, they have a net on Sunday nights called the Ham Jam net at 8 o'clock. I should check into there if it's as strong as it was today.
Oh, no, I think it hits me pretty hard sometimes, depending on propagation, of course.
Yeah, we hear them. I hope they don't hear us. Two repeaters on the same frequency, so long as we don't clash or overlap or anything like that. On the amateur radio news line, which was updated yesterday, there's an item about a manufacturer of amateur radio antennas being set up in Washington State. So that was interesting. And then there's another item about a cellular satellite company operating in the lower 10... What is it? The lower part of the 70-centimeter band.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I haven't even checked the solar ham yet. Maybe I'll get on 7190 tonight. I don't even know what propagation's at. But in either case, that repeater frequency paired with you, of course, different tone and what have you, Rob. Oh, it was really strong. I was really shocked. It was almost like a Parksville or something. Maybe I have some reflection on it. It was banging in here. I turned the beam down to Mount Baker and put the tone to them, and it said, hello. And the guy thought I was in Vancouver, Washington. I said, no, I'm talking British Columbia here, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, I heard that, too, this morning. I was quite taken aback, shocked at the signal strength of it. I hope we don't have to change frequencies. If you remember, 704 is an unused repeater pair nowadays. That repeater is off the air.
No, you guys got two different tones. It's like DTR sharing 444-650 with one down in Seattle. And I used to pick that up pretty good on their tone and that, but never bothered us, and we didn't bother them. That's all good.
Yeah, the Surrey repeater on 14736, it shares the frequency with W7PIG. What a call sign. On Kameno Island, and it booms in here too. It's quite strong.
Yeah, it takes me, even with the omnidirectional, about an S9, S7, depending on propagation. But with the beam, oh God, I can bury that thing. Yeah, W7PIG is a nice repeater. I think that's what, on a police station or something?
Yeah, it's across from Stanwood, Washington, which is in Snohomish County, but Kameno Island is in Island County. But yeah, it's a strong one. Boy, oh boy. If it wasn't for CTCSS tone squelch, there would be quite the clashing of repeaters, yes.
I'm very lucky. I have a good location for southeast and being 140 feet up in the air. Yeah. Those American stations, they do a good signal. I've had a couple of times of propagation actually hitting a couple of repeaters in Seattle, Washington. That's a long off.
Well, this repeater here, I think somebody said you can hear it on the Seattle Space Needle. So it gets out down into that area. Wow, King County.
I think that was done by COJ when he was down in Washington State, if I remember right. Oh, yeah, this one's got good coverage.
Oh, yeah, well, you can key up repeaters in Seattle from your location, I think. I've keyed them up before, too, from here. That far down can be done.
Yeah, well, you got the height, too, on Capitol Hill, so there you go. I mean, Big Cookie could not be wrong up where he was, over.
Ooh, that's right near the summit on North Grosvenor and Avenue and Cambridge Street. I know his spot there, been by there many a time. One heck of a location. I've checked my elevation before, and it is all of 440 feet, which is not the highest around, but it's a reasonable elevation, definitely better than being in a bunker.
Well, you're like me, Rox. You don't have big, tall buildings in the way. I have nothing in the way. I think my next location of a building is in Metrotown. There's no high-rises or whatever, so really nothing blocking any repeaters going east or south.
Well, yeah, I'm reasonably high up here, too. I'm looking down on the roofs of the buildings around me. Like when it's raining, I can look down at the pools of water on the roofs of those buildings, flat roofs, and I can gauge how hard it's raining by just looking at the droplets or the ringlets of water on the pools of water on the roofs of the buildings which are below me. So I guess I'm clear of just about everything here. A reasonable elevation, can't complain.
I used to live on the 5700 block of Georgia, which was just below you there years and years ago. Yeah, there's not really much in the way and what have you. That. Okay, let me get my dinner done here. Carry on, guys. We 7OR.
Ooh, munch a bunch of lunch.
Merlin, you never answered my question. You said I was stirring the pot. If I'm stirring the pot, what do we have for dinner? Clue me in.
Well, I went to a store called Nestor's. It's like the old Woodward store. It's kind of a historic building. Picked up a big barbecue chicken, and I had some frozen French fries here and some gravy and that. I'm just doing some homeschool. No, I'm not having Spam tonight. Kind of make it a little something a little more healthier and that. So store-bought big chicken and ate half of that, and some fresh fries and gravy, and that's enough for tonight, and maybe a little green beans on the side.
Be sure to give some to the cat. Roger, roger.
Yeah, the little kitten doesn't mind. She's 8 months old. She's okay, but my older silver tabby, who's six, she's not interested. She just likes her dried biscuits, a little bit of tender littles. But the little one, she's a little wharf rat. She'll eat anything.
My wife, Gail, and I disclaim ownership of this dog, but she has a Yorkshire Terrier, weighs about 7 pounds, named Lexi. I call her loud, little, lovely Lexi. And just she'll eat her food, and then she'll come right over to the table, stand on the floor, and demand that we give her some of our food. She'll just bark incessantly. And it's like, man, for the smallest person in the house, you should've got the biggest mouth.
Yeah, isn't it interesting how animals attach? They're like family, eh? Yeah, I get all that, for sure. Okay, let me chow down here. I may come back on, or I just may just siesta. I've been pretty tired, Nat, but always a good crew on a Saturday night. VE7OR is going to have some din-din.
James, VE7 Tango Golf. See what we started? All James started about 2 hours ago was VE7 Tango Golf monitoring, and then I keyed the mic, and the rest is history. So we got Ross on board, and James Tango Golf, you still there? That's a big negative. So we got Rocks, and who else is out there? We had Chuck in here earlier, VE7TET, but he probably went to sleep. Anyway, Rocks, what did you have for dinner? It's almost 11 o'clock at night, so it's probably almost time for a midnight snack. But that being said, what's on your agenda for the rest of the weekend?
Oh, don't forget Mount Vernon in the house. Yeah, what did I have? Barbecued chicken wings and some Argentinian wine.
Great minds think alike. I drove to Bellingham, did some grocery shopping today, and I didn't really want to get the kitchen all messy, so I bought some of their pre-prepared buffalo wings from the deli section, and all I had to do was put them in the toaster oven for dinner, and had that with a salad, and I had some, I think it was Pinot Noir red wine, and then Gail had the same. So yeah, that's great. But that being said, I am remiss for forgetting about KK7YTP, Greg, go ahead.
Yeah, we put everybody to sleep. Worn out from the Rainbow Country net. Couldn't believe it. 190 check-ins this morning. That's breaking all records. Can you imagine being a net control for that many check-ins?
Not with a wife, no.
Well, she's kind of like a co-in net control operator, or helps out. She's right there, so I'm sure she's quite understanding that way.
Every evening at 1800, I check into two HF nets. I check in the Columbia Basin net, and I check into the Oregon Emergency net. But the Columbia Basin net has 212 members, and most of them check in every single night. But we're not a chit-chat group, so it doesn't take 4 hours. It's usually done in about an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah, it depends on the nature of the check-ins. You know, like a rag-chew net versus a quick check-in and check-out sort of thing. No rambling on about this and that and the other thing. Yeah, it varies from net to net what you're talking about.
However, However, I do commend Brad, and if he's not already done it before, he should probably look into doing it, is record himself on YouTube, but he might need permissions of the people checking in. I don't know how the laws work up there in Canada with copyright laws and recording people's audio and video. But he could probably become monetized because he's quite the TV personality that's not on TV yet.
Oh, there's a net control up here that does...